is not a time of life. It is a state of mind.
青春不是年华，而是心境。青春是生命的源泉，在不息的涌流。来聆听生活的箴言，走进双语美文的世界。来 talk。
欣赏第一篇美文，母亲永远成不了父亲。
If parents had job descriptions, mine would read, organize bills, play mat, laundry, meals, laundry, carpool, laundry, snacks, outgoing and shopping. The only things on my husband's description would be the words fun, writing in big red letter along the top.
如果为人父母有职务简述的话，我的职务简述将会包括如下内容：管理账单和孩子们的玩耍同伴，洗衣、做饭、洗衣、安排与人合伙用车、洗衣、准备小吃、安排短途旅游、购物、洗衣。我先生的职位简述是在上端用红色写出的两个大字乐字。
Although he is a selfless caregiver and provider, our children think of him more as a combination of a juggle, gem and bottle and clawing.
尽管他无私地给予孩子们百般关爱，尽其所能地为他们提供所需，我们的孩子们更多的时候还是把他看作攀援游戏架、大傻瓜和小丑的三合一。
Our parenting styles complement each other. His style is a non-stop adventure.Where no one has to worry about washing their hands, eating vegetables, or getting cavities. My style is similar to Mussolini. I'm too busy worrying to be fun. Besides, every time I try, I'm constantly outdone by my husband.
我们俩为人父母的风格是互补的。他的风格是持续不断的探险，在这过程中，没有人需要操心孩子们是不是洗手了，是不是吃蔬菜了，或者会不会长蛀牙。我的风格则类似墨索里尼的执政风格，我太忙了，为这操心，为那操心，哪里顾得上找什么乐子。再者，每次我试图逗孩子们开心，我总是被我先生比下去。
My children bubble gum flavored toothpaste, and I taught them how to brush their teeth in tiny circles so they won't get cavities. They thought it was neat until my husband taught them how to run this by slipping out water between their two front teeth like a fountain.
我给孩子们买来带泡泡糖香味的牙膏，教他们如何用牙刷转圈刷牙，以免得蛀牙。他们认为那样刷挺好玩，直到有一天，我先生教他们如何漱口，从两颗门牙间把水喷出来，他们发现这才叫好玩。
I took the children on a walk.In the woods, and after 2 hours, I managed to carry a snow lunchback into my son's insect cage. I was cool until their father came home, spent 2 minutes in the backyard, and captures a battle the size of Chihuahua。
我带孩子们到小树林里去散步，两个小时后，我好不容易才逮住一个迟钝的瓢虫，放进我儿子的鸟笼里。在他们眼里，我是够酷的。直到他们的父亲回家，在后院里只花了两分钟，便捕获了一只有奇娃娃小狗。
I'm a good parent, even if my husband does things I can't do. I can make sure my children are safe, warm, and dry. I will stand in line for 5 hours, though the children can see Santa at the mail, or be first in line to see the latest Disney movie.
我劝慰自己，我是个好妈妈。尽管我先生能做的事情我做不了，我可以确保我的孩子们是安全的、暖和的、干爽的。我可以排队等5个小时，让孩子们在大商场里看到圣诞老人，或者第一个排队让孩子们看看最新的迪士尼电影。
But I can't wear the VCR one, so my children can watch their favorite video. I can carry my children in my arms when they are tired, tuck them into bed, and kiss them goodnight.
但是我不会给录像机接上电线，好让孩子们看他们喜欢的录像。当孩子们玩累时，我可以把他们抱到床上，亲吻他们，送他们进入梦乡。
But I can't flip them upside down so they can walk on the ceiling or prop them on my shoulder so they can see the moths flying inside of the light fixture.
但是我无法让他们头冲下，那样他们可以脚踏天花板漫步，或者把他们扛在我的肩膀上，让他们看飞蛾如何在灯具里飞舞。
我 I have even sat in the first row of every little Lego game and cheer until my throat is soreAnd my tonsils are raw. But I've never teach my son how to hit a home run or slide into first base. As a mother, I can do a lot of things for my children, but no matter how hard I try, I can never be their father.
我甚至可以出席每一场少年棒球联合会的比赛，坐在第一盘纳威助喊，直到我的嗓子喊疼了，我的扁桃体发炎了。但是我永远无法教我的孩子如何打一个本垒，或者如何巧妙地进入一垒的位置。作为一个母亲，我可以为我的孩子们做许多事情，但是不管我怎样努力，我永远成为不了他们的父亲。
We had our heads in the cloud. Thought we had it all figured out.
接下来是第二篇美文，装满吻的盒子。
The story goes that sometime ago, a man punished his 3-year-old daughter for washing a roll of guard wrapping paper.Morning was tight, and he became infuriated when the child tried to decorate a box to put under the Christmas tree.
有这样一个故事，爸爸因为3岁的女儿浪费了一卷金色的包装纸而惩罚了她。家里很缺钱，当孩子想要用包装纸装饰一个挂在圣诞树上的盒子时，爸爸生气了。
Nevertheless, the little girl brought the gift to her father the next morning and said, "This is for you, Dad." 然而，第二天早上，小女孩把盒子作为礼物送给了爸爸，并说道，这是给你的，爸爸。The man was embarrassed by his early overreaction, but his anger flared again when he found out the box was empty. He yelled at her, stating, "Don't you know? When you give someone a present, there is supposed to be something inside." 女儿的这个行为让爸爸感到尴尬。但是当他发现盒子是空的时候，他的怒火再一次燃烧了。他对女儿喊道，难道你不知道给别人礼物的时候里面应该放有东西吗？The little girl looked up at him with tears in her eyes and cried, "Oh, Dad, it's not empty at all. I blew kisses into the box. They're all for you, Dad." 等女孩抬头看着父亲，眼里含着泪水，爸爸，盒子不是空的，我把吻放在了盒子里，都是给你的，爸爸。The father was crushed. He put his arms around his little girl, and he begged for her forgiveness. Only a short time later, an accident took the life of the child. 爸爸感动极了，他搂住女儿，恳求她的原谅。之后不久，一场事故夺走了小女孩的生命。It is also told that her father kept that God box by his bed for many years, and whenever he was discouraged, he would take out an imaginary kiss and remember the love of the child who had put it there. 据说，父亲便将那个小金盒子放在床头，一直陪伴着他的余生，无论何时。
现在是北京时间21:56。Our program is over now. We'll see you next Thursday. 我是 Sakura, 我们下期再见。